You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Uline is seeking approval for a massive new distribution center in Kenosha. This one comes in at $120 million and covers 1.2 million square feet. It follows the recent opening of a 1.4 million square foot facility. The company employs over 3,800 people at their Kenosha County locations. Racine police are investigating weekend vandalism where several homes along Washington Avenue were spray painted black. Surveillance footage shows kids tagging garages. No arrests have been made and police are reviewing footage. The City of Racine's Youth Employment Program is accepting applications until Friday. It's a chance for youths between ages 16 and 24 to work part-time in city departments. They'll earn up to $16 an hour, and they'll also attend workshops on building skills like resume writing and CPR. If you're going to the NFL draft, you should know you don't have to drive all the way into Titletown. The Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau is offering shuttle service from Fox River Mall to ease travel and parking concerns. The round-trip shuttle costs $60. And Mount Pleasant's Plan Commission this week will review a large residential project, park upgrades, and a commercial proposal that replaces six apartments with a restaurant and a salon. You can read more about the Durand Avenue plans at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Game 2 of the Best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked, did Damian Lillard look ready to play in practice yesterday?
Well, it's more them, the doctors, than him. You know, he's close. You know, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jair Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jair. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller, The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year. No word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Isolated showers and thundershowers today. Mostly cloudy, but I think we will see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 50s. Tonight will drop to 43. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy late day showers with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.